is from Jagdish Maharaj. After listening lectures, I could found that the main cause of our miseries is because of ego. I want to know the following. What is ego? What are the symptoms of ego? What is the nutrition for ego? Where does this ego stays? How to kill this ego? How can we divert ego to Lord's service as we try to divert our anger in service of Lord? Does this ego exist in the spiritual world also?
Ego literally means the sense of experiencing I am. That is usually the translation of the Sanskrit ahankar, which literally means that which makes I. So, generally that's translated as false ego, because false ego means to think, Ishvaro hum aham bhogi. In this material world, everyone thinks I am the controller and the enjoyer. But the real ego, or the real understanding, is Ami Nitya Krishna Das. I am the eternal servant of Krishna. So there's no question of killing the ego anymore. There's any question of killing the self. The self is always existing. The spirit soul is always existing. It's Mayavadis and Buddhists, or Voidists, they have this idea of killing the ego. But that's an offensive idea, because we are meant to serve Krishna. And the idea of killing the ego means that I won't serve Krishna. I won't exist to serve Krishna. So real ego means to understand simply that I am the servant of Krishna. And false ego means any other understanding. How can the ego be purified? By cultivating the understanding that I am the servant of Krishna. That is pure ego. False ego means to think anything else except that I am the servant of Krishna. How can the ego be purified? By the process of devotional service, by hearing and chanting about and serving Krishna in the association of the pure devotees. Ego exists in the spiritual world. Without ego, without the sense of I am, then how can I serve Krishna? But it's not I am in the sense of being in competition with Krishna or others, but I am in the sense of I am meant to serve Krishna and cooperate with others who serve Krishna. So that sense of I am the servant of Krishna is most nourishing for devotional service. The sense of thinking I am not the servant of Krishna is antithetical to devotional service. So we should cultivate the sense that I am the servant of Krishna. The egoism means to think I am. That is generally thought of as a bad thing. It is a bad thing if we think of anything but I am the servant of Krishna. And to think I am the servant of Krishna is the perfection of life. Understanding Krishna to be the Supreme Personality of Godhead.